This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are broadcasting this morning from Disneyland, where Vinny is treating his family to the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a lot coming up on the show today. Our big thing this week is a trip to Disneyland.
Right.
Which is really exciting.
That's 9, noon, and 5.
That's right. Your chance to win a pack of, four-pack of tickets to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout like Vinny did last night. That's at Disney's California Adventure Park. And then you're in the running to fly to Disneyland Resort on Alaska Airlines, a 2-night hotel stay. So that's 9, noon, and 5. Be listening for your chances to get qualified for that. Vinny, are you there?
I am here, Sarah. So I am broadcasting from California Adventure, and with me now is Mikey Trujillo.
Correct.
All right. He's a Disneyland Resort ambassador, and you're here to tell our audience about the Summer of Heroes, yeah?
Absolutely. It's going on through September 10th, so make sure you come out right away. And, of course, from what I've just heard, you went on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout last night.
I went on last night, and I was just sharing with the audience that last night when I went on it, it was right around 7:30, and when the ride hits the roof and it opens up over the park, it was the best sunset I'd ever... It was so beautiful that I was like...
We had a good one last night.
That must be a picture.
Yeah.
But it was real. So that's...
Best sunsets in the galaxy.
Yeah, it was killer. So I had a great time on the ride. Yeah. Everyone should definitely try that when you come to the park.
Yeah, your heart is pounding as you're helping Rocket rescue his friends, Star-Lord, Groot, and Gamora from the Collector. And you went on it once, but did you know there's actually 6 different adventures when you go on?
I was told that this morning, and so I'll most definitely go on as soon as we're done broadcasting
today. Yeah, so there's 6 different rock and roll songs, because you always need to have an awesome soundtrack when you're breaking out of
a fortress. Is one of them Brandy?
Oh, I wish. That's so good. I love Brandy. You have Burning Love by Elvis, Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar, Give Up the Funk by Parliament, Ooh. Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Wow. So it's all classic.
I heard that this morning, and everyone goes, what song did you get? And I went, I was too scared. I don't remember.
And people are screaming their heads off. Yeah, it's so hard to hear, but if you can hear it and you can rock it now, it's so fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Uh-huh. So there's a lot going on, though,
there's
right?
So much. So if you want to keep on dancing right in front of the attraction, we have Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Dance Off. So you yourself can dance with Star-Lord in person. He brings in an old school boombox with Gamora, and he plays Come and Get Your Love so you can dance with it. You also can meet our favorite wall crawler, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, as well as the first Avenger Captain America's walking around here. Basically, if you grew up loving comics as a kid or superheroes, or you just want to have some fun this summer, Summer of Heroes is where it's at. So hashtag hero up. Of course, there's Disneyland.com for all additional details. They have amazing food. The merchandise store at the very end of the attraction, it's like any comic book fan's dream.
Yeah,
you
that
have
is
high price collectibles. You have the music going. Even if you just want to buy a comic book, it's there, as well as 70s or 80s vintage toys, as well as merchandise. So shirts and pins. And
one of the cool things that I found yesterday, and a lot of the regulars to Disneyland know this, is the app will help you find all of the heroes and the princesses
wherever you're both parked. So it has all your show times, so you can figure out when you want to do the Avengers Training Initiative, where our young guests can train defensive and offensive movers, like learn from the Hulk and throw Captain America's shield, with Black Widow and Hawkeye as you're fighting Hydra.
Right on, Mikey. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yay.
We're broadcasting from
Disneyland.
Hey, Mikey
Trujillo. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming on. All right. So wait, listen.
Okay. All right.
I didn't get to see. In fact, when I cracked my iPad this morning, I went, Game of Thrones was on.
Yes.
I missed it.
Oh,
so was
God.
It epic?
It was. Of course it was. It ends so abruptly, though. I like truly was not expecting it to be the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as the scene's happening, somebody at the house, my husband or something, going, oh, okay, I guess this is it. I'm like, what? And then, boom, it goes to black. I'm like, ah! No! It's some serious steps forward happen, there's an epic battle. Like just a hopeless epic battle.
I have not caught up.
Oh.
Last week and this week. No, listen, I already read all the spoiler alerts this morning because I want to know what has happened.
Right.
And I'm pretty excited to see. Not so excited to see the first one this back this season, but this second one sounds really great.
No, they're all, you know, it's just you're in that world again. And it's just
big
not.
Big surprise you wanted more.
Yeah, I know. It's just so, it's just not fair that we can only have 7 hours of it this year. It's only on for like a month. Hooman was saying it's over like middle of August. Or I guess sort of toward the end of August.
You just got to live in the moment.
Get here. They've been teasing us with winter forever. It's got to happen.
That little girl, you know, the Mormont chick, the little 12-year-old leader of the pack over there.
Yeah.
She's like, winter is here. I'm like, oh, finally.
Finally.
We can't be without our king in the north. Anyway, this weekend I went down to L.A. too.
Yes.
I went.
So you took a flight, right?
I saw all your posts.
Yeah, we had such a good time. I had the most effed up experience. So we fly down on Friday, and we were staying at this like corporate apartment in downtown Los Angeles. And I mean, I lived in L.A. for a while. I don't think I ever went to downtown Los Angeles. We were less than a block from the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. There's a whole, there's a little area there called LA Live, and it's like a big media thing. Like, it's just, you know, you're being assaulted from all sides by big screens and stuff. And so we walked over there. I mean, it's neat. And we were up really high, so we're watching them. And it's like San Francisco these days, where there's a crane on every building and every building's, you know, going up. And it's unbelievable. But so we were driving around on Saturday, and we went to this like Greystone Mansion or something. It's some park. And it's up above Sunset, and it's like, you know, in the hills right there. And so it's lovely, you know, and listen, I'm always up for a castle, you know.
Yeah, I saw your pictures, which were great, but I did not know what Greystone
Castle. It's like a mansion or whatever. It's just some big old estate that I don't know if they donated it to the city of Los Angeles and now they maintain it and let people, but it's really just a park, like the signs at the, you know, closes at dusk.
I thought Greystone was a Game of Thrones reference. I honestly thought the pictures you were taking were of something from Game of Thrones.
No. No.
Greystone isn't a... What?
Well, we were calling it Greystoke because that's the Tarzan reference. But, yeah, no. Greystone is just... I don't know. Maybe that's the name of the people who used to live there or whatever. But anyway, it's just this mansion. So we're wandering around the yard. We can't get in. The place is... And it looks like they rent it for weddings and stuff, Vinny. It looks like they would hold events there. So I'm sure they make some money off that. I am. I love you, and I want
to
marry you at Greystone Manor.
It looks like it's a landmark estate and an iconic film location.
Oh, yeah. Oh, someone was saying the Big Lebowski, parts of the Big Lebowski were shot there.
Okay.
Or something. Anyway, so we're walking around the grounds, and I love gardens, and they have a big koi pond there, and we're walking, and it's...
I love gardens.
I do. I love gardens. You tell me there's a garden, I will go there and walk around it and see what all's growing.
Gardens. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I think
it's a weird thing to say.
No, it isn't. People love gardens.
Where did you go all the way to go see the tulips?
Oh, yeah, to Holland.
Yeah, to Holland. She went all the way to Holland.
Because I love gardens.
I love gardens.
I love vegetable gardens. I love tree gardens.
Sarah loves gardens.
There you go. There's the difference between us.
All right, but something kooky happened. So we still haven't gotten to it.
I am just, I don't know what I did. Because we were all walking around the same garden.
Tell you.
Oh, really? You're going to figure it out for me? All of a sudden, though, I'm like, oh, ow. Ooh, ow. Ooh, ow. I was covered with ants. Like, little teeny biting effing ants. Like, you know, there's other people around, too. But, of course, what do I care? I'm getting eaten by ants, you know? So I'm like, ow, ow, ow.
Whoa.
And John and Riley are, like, wiping them off of me. So I must have, like, leaned on a tree or leaned in the path of these. Because I wasn't near anything. I was, like, just walking around. But they were just... And then, of course, So they get them off me. It takes a couple minutes. They're in my hair. I mean, it's just...
Wow.
I'm, like, so bummed out. I'm crawling with ants. It was so sad. It was awful. So they do their best and they get them off me and stuff. But of course, I'm not going to get, I'm just like, what I wanted to do was take off all my clothes and
Absolutely,
shake them and like, get
yeah.
the hell out of here. Oh my God, I have shorts on, you know, so they're all over my legs and up my pants. So then, of course, the rest of the day, like every little thing, I'm like, oh my God, it's an ant. It's a thing on me. Oh my God. So we go to this restaurant. I'm not going to say the name of the place because it sucked. But it was in Hollywood and supposedly, you know, we were reading all reviews of places and this,
Uh-oh.
You know, Giant's like, maybe we'll see a star over there. And after I left, I'm like, no freaking stars go there. I'll tell you that right now. So we go to this place and some star owns it. And so we're,
oh, so it's a popular name that people would recognize.
It is a name you would recognize. And it's, a, you know, you'd recognize the star's name anyway. I'd never heard of the restaurant. But anyway, so we're in there and it just blows. Like, we actually had to say, I'm so sorry, but we're not paying $46 for this steak. Like, this is a piece of gristle with some fat on
really?
It.
Really?
And it's, and we're not paying for it. Like, we were nice about it, you know, and the waiter was totally cool.
At,
hey, he, you know, he took it off the bill. He still got, he was a fine waiter. There was nothing wrong with him, but it was, I was just like, no, this is not, no. Mm-hmm. And nothing was very good. Everything was edible, except the freaking gristle fist that they gave us.
Yeah.
So we're there, and there's bugs everywhere. Because they've got the doors open, and listen, there's going to, you know, there's going to be bugs, right? But I'm already a little sensitive, because I had the ant incident earlier that day. So there's this one big bug, and it's not cockroach size or anything, and it's like crawling around on the window near us, but it's like a big beetle. And, you know, I don't know, an inch long, not a, but again, not a, I'm not saying it was a cockroach, but at one point it flies down and it like lands on my son right next to me and he's freaking out and I'm, you know, and I'm like, get that thing away from me. I've had enough bugs today. So we're, and John's batting it with his, I mean, we're making a scene.
Dude, you should have thrown the steak on it.
I know. Maybe it wanted the gristle steak. So we get out of that place, then we're driving home. We go up Mulholland, you know, you do all the things, show
sure.
the kids the overlooks. And
wait,
just
driving home to your rented little spot or in, driving home to the
No,
Bay
driving
area?
Home to our rented spot in,
oh.
in downtown Los okay. Angeles. So we're driving, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, what's this? What's happening? Ah! There's a freaking beetle up my pants! And then I did take off my pants. I'm like, oh my God, because I can feel it. It's like I'm grabbing it. It's inside my pants, and I'm holding it away from my skin
oh.
through my pants. I'm like freaking out. I'm trying to hold it in place and get my pants off at the same time so I can get it out of my pants. And of course, you know, the beepers are going off because I have my seatbelt off, and I'm all, ah! freaking out. And I get this huge squish. Huge! Like, how did it get up there without me even knowing about it?
So that was from the restaurant?
I don't know. I mean,
was that all, there all day from the garden?
No. These are a whole different pair of pants.
Oh.
So it had, I mean, these were like a pair of
what
jeans.
What is up?
I know. It's just like, oh, man. I just want to go home. I don't
you
like
guys
it.
We drove back, right?
We did. So we left yesterday morning and just
oh, wait
powered.
A minute. You just told, you didn't tell any of the story that we needed to hear. So is Yeah Right the next big thing or what?
Well, as far as I'm concerned,
he's the
next big thing. Yeah, they had an open house. The reason that we went down there is they were having like this sort of parents' night open house thing. You know, it was a little under, there's a lot of students there. So they're not playing you stuff from everybody's, they didn't play any of my kids' stuff.
Oh.
So I was like super bored. Other people's kids' stuff, I'm not interested in. You'll find that out when your kids, you know, does their ballet recital someday. And you're like, oh, God, I have to watch all these other people's kids stuff do stuff, too.
You know what's weird? I had a flash forward moment while walking away from the hotel towards the park yesterday. And one of our listeners, not that didn't come with us, but just someone who knows the show.
Yeah.
Goes, hey, Vinny. Like, so nonchalant. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, and then I go, wait a minute.
I don't know you.
That's a weird moment in my world, but hey, hi. And she goes, hey, we're not with you guys. We're here for a dance recital.
Oh, funny.
And I was like, it was a dance competition.
Oh.
And I was like, huh, you seem old to be in a dance competition, but okay. And she goes, no, for my kid.
Do you actually say that to her?
Yeah, well, I mean.
There could be some adult competition.
And she goes, no, my kid, don't worry. It's coming for you.
Yeah, it is coming for you.
And then she actually said, don't put him in dance. Do not do it. And I was like, okay, all right.
Nah, you got to put her in dance. I mean, that's, you know, who
well,
knows?
Well, she's already done ballet and then sort of fallen out of that.
Oh.
But you know, they do all the stuff. I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, she's not wrong. I have some friends, Danielle specifically, mm-hmm. her daughters have been in dance their whole lives, like all the kids have been, you know, they go to their dance classes, and her kids are good enough that she has to fly places to go to competitions and shows that they do with their troops
yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
Exactly what
and
they did.
And it becomes your life. Like, if your kid is any good at it, mm-hmm. your life sucks. You're, like, psyched for your kid, oh, great that you have this thing, but you're just like, really, I'm paying for another flight to another city to another combo, giving up another weekend of.
And this is the conversation we had a couple months back where Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are fighting over show dancers when there's a zillion people that dance.
Yeah. Just go to a competition and tap a couple people.
Yeah, what?
And the average person won't know if they're any good or not. As long as they're all doing basically the same thing, we're all fine with it. You know, it's only those hot, like when I watch Dancing with the Stars, I'm like, wow, that was super impressive. Wow, that's amazing. And then they're like, that was crap. You get a two. I'm like, really? Because, you know, I guess as the average person, I don't know that they're supposed to have their head, you know, tilted so in such way and their knees need to be knocking or whatever, or not knocking, probably. I'm not sure what you need your knees to be doing in dance class. But anyway, so.
Okay, so let me just ask you this. Did the boy have fun?
He did. He loved it. He had a great time at Grammy Camp, and he and John had a freaking ball.
Was he surprised to see you?
He was not all that surprised. He doesn't, you know, he's a teenager, so he just goes, oh, hey, Mom. You know, like.
Like, really?
I was like, hey! And he was like, yeah, hey. Which makes me actually think, maybe, hey, girl, hey. I was actually thinking maybe his dad.
Told him.
Spilled the beans or something. And it wasn't a big surprise.
Oh, I see. So it was supposed to be.
Well, sure.
And, you got nothing.
It was just kind of like. Well, and he. On Friday night, I barely even saw him because he knew some kid that lives in LA who came and picked him up and took him to Tokyo Town or Little Tokyo or whatever. And they went off and had a night together.
Good.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Wow,
drop
man.
X and go to a rave or what?
Yeah, probably, you know. So I'm at 9:30, so it was a short rave. Because he had to get up and go to camp on Saturday. But anyway, so I barely saw him at all. And that's the end of the story. I got eaten by ants.
Do you have any bites on you right now?
I don't have any, like,
sores or anything.
Can you
Instagram the bug bites, please? Can we see that?
They don't seem to have raised welts. I think they were literally just trying to eat me, not, like, mosquitoes that leave poison or something. But then I was so paranoid. Just, like, that feeling that things are crawling on you.
Yeah, that's
and you
the
know,
worst.
There's no way they got all the ants off me, right? So you know they're on me. They're probably still on me. Things. Oh. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of Instagram, Michelle is posting pictures of Vinny's broadcast there.
Oh. What's the setup like over there?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the most professional setup of all time.
And the best.
Every single thing you could possibly want. I've already had a breakfast burrito, the coffee, and it was delicious. And they had pico de freshly made bright tomato pico de gallo right there to spoon onto my perfectly made breakfast burrito. They have water. Go all out.
Jane's been spoiled all these years.
Quietly loving life and never telling us about it at all.
She's like, oh yeah, Disney, it's great.
Yeah.
The end.
We see her in the hall. Right. I mean, not once did she say, you guys got to try this.
Yeah. No. Why would she? That'd
be
crazy. She didn't want to let us in on the secret. Well, anyway, we're doing our best to steal that today. All right. So, listen, Comic-Con happened over the weekend as well. Speaking of things that happened over the weekend.
Did you get the thing I sent you?
I did get the thing. Didn't I write you back?
You did, but that's the only thing I could think of to say.
Ready Player One. Now, this is a book that Vinny and I read. Hopefully you've read it, too, out there in reading land. It's great, especially, like, I feel like it's almost directly aimed at people between, I don't know, 40 and 60, who really came up in the 80s and really know all of the things that were happening then with pop culture, because Ready Player One is it's just it's like a trip through nostalgia and video games, and but it's also incredibly futuristic and sort of gives what could be a realistic look at where we're all headed with these immersive games that we're all involved in now. So Steven Spielberg has taken this on as a project, mm-hmm. and we saw the first footage from it, and it looks absolutely freaking epic. Like, I was so, everything I wanted it to be was surpassed. Didn't you feel that way?
I did. So what I saw was Steven Spielberg brings the first clips of Ready Player One to Comic-Con. I click on it, I hit play, and the whole time I'm thinking of you going, I'm watching it and my jaw is open and I'm thinking, this is so great. But I'm also thinking, I've got to send this to you, and almost stopped it to send it to you because I wanted you to watch it right this second.
Well, it's so funny.
Epic it is.
He types me an email and sends me the link in the email, and it's all caps. Like, oh my God, I'm Ready Player One. You know, and I'm like,
so
oh,
it's Vinny just talking.
He's excited. Yeah. So then I write him back. I'm like, oh man, that's great. It's so awesome. And he writes me back again, and it's still in all caps. I'm like, are you mad at me?
No, the all caps are locked in from the last three times ago I wrote you in all caps. It's just, I just don't write on the computer much.
So that was revealed. You can check that out. We should, Hooman, oh, Hooman is sitting in for Bryn, by the way, who's in Italy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Hooman.
Hi, Hooman.
So should put the Ready Player One trailer up. It looks like there's a link to that on this thing. Yeah. Stranger Things, did you see the trailer for that?
I did not.
I saw that this morning. I put it on my Facebook page.
And it's at RadioAlice.com
right
now.
I was told that that got put up as I was telling the story about the Ready Player One, so I haven't had a chance. Obviously, I've been running through the park.
It looks
stop and watch that
so good, Vinny. You're just take a second and check that out. It's, you know, thick with 80s references, Ghostbusters. Michael Jackson's Thriller is a huge part of this. Just this little trailer. And classic arcade game, Dragon's Lair.
The problem with that show, and if you haven't seen it, Stranger Things, is it Netflix?
It is.
Okay, so that's, you go check the first season on Netflix. It's really good. But
you'll
the
get
problem
sucked
with that
in.
Show is those kids are of a certain age.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn old quickly.
Yes.
They've got to crank out these episodes.
They do. They're on the cusp of that. I totally agree.
The kids in my neighborhood, we've only lived in that neighborhood for 2 years, but a few of them are of that age where they're different now. Like,
right.
It happens where they just go from that kid to, oh, that's
young adult
now.
Yeah.
So they got to hurry.
They do. So that's all we're going to be able to get to at this point. Now, what is our deal? Are we going to be doing some news here and...
Yeah, I'm set to do news. I don't have all the stuff I usually would, so we'll try to stretch the amount of information that I have.
Well, you'll be telling stories from Disneyland, too.
That's right. I'll recap some of the stuff, and we've got a couple more guests to come on as we try to steal Disney from Jane. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
There you go. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Award Wieners.
Award Wieners?
We are broadcasting live
what?
From California Adventure, across the way from Award Wieners.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that
right?
is.
It's
yeah,
fantastic.
No, this is real. I'm not making that up. It's the best wiener stand.
Oh, that's right
here
up my
in,
alley.
Downtown. Yeah. Yeah, Award Wieners. I'm not kidding. We're gonna Instagram it because we are across from Award Wieners, and it's a giant sign. Anyway, here's what's happening. I'm serious. Wait till you see the sign. It's so funny because when I looked up, I went, "We're across from the Award Wiener stand."
Yeah, that is exactly.
I guess most people are grown up enough to not have that stop them, right?
Well, that's why they
All
made
right.
that
so
the
anyway,
name of it.
I wanted to begin with the Award Wieners.
Yeah.
Are you Instagramming that? It's going up right now.
All right.
All right. So I saw this morning and was just so bummed because this is the wrong end of technology, as so many of us love our Instagram and our Facebook Live and all the ways we can stay connected. A California woman has been arrested after a fatal crash killed her 14-year-old sister Friday. She was Instagramming live at the time.
Oh, my God. Really?
She posted a recording of the wreck and its gruesome aftermath on Instagram. Abdulia Sanchez, 18, was singing and listening to music as she drove with her sister and another 14-year-old girl in the back seat when the vehicle suddenly veered off the roadway. The video captures the sound of screams as she's trying to correct the turn. She swerves across lanes, crashes through a fence, and flips the Buick they were driving, a Buick Century.
Oh, my God.
Came to rest in a grassy field along Highway 165, Yuzette?
I'm not familiar with 165.
This is near Stockton, apparently.
Okay.
So I thought maybe because you've done some of that.
I did a lot of those trips, yeah.
Right. So I thought you might know it. But anyway, this was around 6:45 p.m. Friday night. They're saying that neither of the teens in the back seat were wearing seatbelts, and both were ejected from the vehicle. Here's where it gets unbelievable. The woman is actually recording as she says, "My sister is dying. Look," and is pointing her phone at her sister's. Yes. She says, "I bleeping love my sister. I don't give a bleep," which I'm not quite sure I understand. I mean, they were in an accident, but this is video she decided the world needed to see. The other 14-year-old passenger was wounded in the wreck and can be seen attempting to wave down help.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who caused the accident, the driver, is saying, "This is the last thing I wanted to happen to have happen to us, but it just did." And then she's asking her sister to please wake up. And then she says, "I just killed my sister, okay? I know I'm going to prison for life." And I'm reading this story and I'm thinking, I can't even believe that this is what she would think, that she needs to record this and worry about her own prison term.
While her sister is dying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm horrified and heartbroken over this story. This is just, it's the people who are watching something awful happen, and instead of helping or just, you know, losing themselves in concern, they whip their phones out. Like, this is who we are now. That is absolutely horrifying.
I am excuse me, I'm sorry to say that I watched the video.
Did
you? Did not?
Really?
I did. Because I when I clicked on it, I thought it was fake news. And I was like, no one would really do this. As I'm watching it, oh my God. And if you haven't seen the video, don't go see it. It's stuff that I can't
unsee.
It's still, exactly, I can't unsee it. You see, you know, the poor girl's head, face. I mean, everything that you imagine that happens in a tragic car accident, her body, it's horrific. And I can't believe this little girl. How old was the girl video?
18. The driver was 18. Yeah. The little girl that was killed was 14. A family member is saying the young girl would have celebrated her quinceañera. On Sunday. Did I say that correctly?
Sure.
Right.
Oh, man, that is horrible. Terrible news.
Oh, it's awful. And you just can't help but think if this girl hadn't been Facebook Living or whatever, Instagram Living, that maybe she would have been paying attention to driving.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say, there it is. I mean, if she was just driving instead of screwing around on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's that story.
That
I know
is
that's
awful.
That's a tough one to hear first thing on Monday morning, but it's also maybe something important we have to hear.
Maybe one less person gets in a terrible accident or makes the decision to Instagram live their tragedy. Mm. Please don't. You just wind up looking like an awful person.
Right. Get help.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You go get help.
Forget your social media feed.
Eddie's buddy who was in when the Bingle bus came through. And Eddie's buddy saw a shark in the water and swam in without telling his friend that there was one in the water. And I was like, no, you tell your friend.
Yeah, you start.
You help people.
Don't you start yelling?
What is wrong with you?
It's like, hey, I see a shark! Shark!
Why don't people help other people?
Yes.
Yep.
That should be your instinct.
Right. That should be your instinct. It should be. You shouldn't even be able to control it.
Be kind, people.
Be good. Be kind.
More America. This is going to sound like bad news, but it's actually good news.
Okay.
More Americans quit their jobs in May than any other month over 16 years. And they're saying it's a good thing.
More than
3.2 million Americans quit their jobs in May.
This past May?
That's the most people to quit in any month since early 2001. And they say it's fantastic news. Not because, you know, the boss is now hung out and has to find someone to fill that hole. But it's an indicator of a healthy and thriving job market where people are willing to quit because they're optimistic there's work out there.
Oh, I can see that.
So
that's great news for us.
It's, well, I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with great news.
We like it.
Fantastic.
And, you know, we got someone out there who needs a gig, so.
Yeah, we do.
I thought of someone specifically when I saw that story and went, go Johnny V.
He was working hard this weekend on his cover letters and updating resume.
Oh.
Do you proofread all that stuff for him?
Yes.
And
of course you do.
Are you harsh or are you kind?
I'm very kind. I'm a kind human being, human.
Do you just go ahead and make changes right there in the without telling him? Let me just reword that.
No, I mean, I'll say, hey, you might want to use a different word. You use that word up here. Oh, that's not really, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't you do it this way?
Nice.
I'm helpful
and kind about it.
Absolutely.
The industry he wants is like the beverage distribution world, right?
Well, he's looking, you know, because that's what he's been doing for so many years is the beverage industry. However, he really would like to sell Mercedes.
Oh.
He loves Mercedes brands, as I do, and he is thinking about doing that. And he used to have his own car business some years back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he should do that then.
He loves cars.
Yeah.
Don't we know that guy who owns the Mercedes dealership?
Which one?
The one that advertises on the station.
We know a couple Mercedes.
We know a couple people. Well, right. You know, I want him to get out there and do his own thing.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Well, yeah, I think the true. Key words there is get out there, as in get out of the house. I want my house back, right? I mean, I was going to ask you next. How's that going?
It's great, Vinny.
No worries, huh?
No worries, no.
Every day you get home, and there you both are.
What's wrong with
he's
that?
He's not always awesome. There when I get there.
That's a bummer when he's not there when I get there.
I know.
Like, where is everybody?
He's actually been doing a lot of things around the house, so that's great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So more stuff is disappearing. How could the house get any
neater,
any sparsely decorated than it was before?
I know.
I think we can live without this. Coffee table's just in the way.
It's great.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
Just taking up room.
There's a scientific reason why McDonald's French fries are so addictive.
Okay. Is it?
This is weird, right? Because I've heard most people say they're the best fries of all the fries.
When they're done right, they are the best. I think, you know, sometimes you get a soggy load of them and it's like, not as good. But when they're just right, they are so
perfect.
Good.
They're heaven.
With the salt and the perfectness. Yeah.
By the way, we did a story, I think it was last week or the week before, where we explained that soda is not vegan friendly.
Yeah.
Or at least certain sodas are not vegan friendly. So those of you out there who are vegan and thinking you can have diet, was it Diet Coke?
I think it was Diet Pepsi.
It was one
in particular because they wouldn't reveal their formula.
Oh, it was Pepsi who wouldn't say what it was exactly.
Coke told us.
French fries from McDonald's are not vegan friendly either.
Oh, they're cooked in animal fat.
They're cooked in beef flavoring.
Mm.
And they say that activates something called umami taste buds.
Umami taste buds?
Ooh.
And sounds like sushi.
That hooks you.
Yeah, they're so good.
What fast food place was it? Burger King that was doing they changed the alcohol? Was it Alestra? They changed the oil. Did I just say alcohol?
You did say alcohol.
I said alcohol, but it's on my mind. It's only Monday, everyone.
So they changed the oil and people noticed it?
They changed the oil. Yeah, and it just was not, it kind of left like
a taste
in your mouth and on the roof of your mouth. It just was like, oh, that's not cool. Give me animal fat back.
Right.
Yeah.
So one thing about the umami that you're talking about is it's like the key ingredient for MSG.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. So it sounds like they've changed the word MSG to now umami.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, it does sound sexier. Somehow just initials are not as cool as umami.
Right.
Oh, is it made with umami? Well, I'll
How about
it
a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Fast.
Sorry. I don't know how to do anything. We're going to be without that for 2 weeks, everyone. I'll figure it
I'm
out.
I'm sure
though.
It's on the
it's
it's
there.
The replay.
It's labeled.
Is it?
He was reading.
Oh, there it is. Hold on.
Okay, that's not it.
That wasn't it?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Well, let's just get to the fast fact. Yeah. Suddenly, this is a slow fact.
The T-shirt
yes.
was invented in 1904 and marketed towards bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons.
Oh.
And today, it is probably the staple of every man's, well, not every man. Actually, it's funny. I saw one of our sales guys post a picture to Facebook. He's on vacation in a button shirt. I was like, oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with
well,
that?
Well, you're on vacation. You could definitely go for a T-shirt on vacation, but nope. Actually, your Johnny V doesn't wear T-shirts either, does he?
Under his shirt, he must.
Once in a while. He wears undershirts.
Right.
But sometimes he'll wear a T-shirt. Not that often, but sometimes he will.
Yeah,
but
I don't
he's
think
a button-down guy.
Anyone. Yeah.
Yeah, long sleeve, button down, button to the top.
I love me a nice T-shirt. Just throw on a T, especially like a little bit too big and just kind of loose and super soft, like it's been washed a million times. Mm. God, I love that. Oh.
You guys.
Yes.
All right, Newman. You know, I don't even know if, Vinny, can you hear that?
I couldn't hear that.
Okay. I don't think he can
it's
hear
It's okay,
it.
Though. I mean, we're actually, this has gone much more smoothly.
Yeah.
When I show, you know, I expect the best of Disney. I know they do everything they do is top notch, but you know how these live broadcasts can go
They're
sometimes.
They're always a CF.
So I walked up here just going,
here we go.
Well.
Let's see what happens. No one dies in radio.
So anyway, that's all from here, you guys.
All right. Great job. We should, you guys should get texts together so we can hear what people are thinking at the end of the breaks because Vinny's not going to get to
okay,
see those. I do
it.
Enjoy hearing what the people are
well,
thinking.
Well, in addition to Vinny's first story about the girl.
Right.
That was it Facebooking Live, Vinny?
I think it was
Instagram Live.
Instagram, yeah, live.
Reports are saying that she was intoxicated.
Oh, wonderful. What a great person.
Imagine, because those are both someone's daughters.
Yeah.
The one that
yeah.
passed and the one that did it. Imagine you've got to deal with that as a parent.
Yeah, someone says, damn, now that family just lost two daughters.
Right. Yep. And one of them you have to be so flipping mad at.
Right.
Yeah.
Or how do you recover from that? Maybe you don't as a family. That's the end of that family. Like your one kid just killed your other kid and Instagrammed it live.
I don't get the part where I was reading, and Yuzette, you watched the video, but the part where I'm reading what this girl is saying on camera as mm-hmm. she's aiming the camera at her sister,
mm-hmm.
that part is just I don't even think alcohol is an excuse for that, right?
It's
I mean, there's no excuse for that.
Unbelievable. You dumb girl.
Oh. Yeah.
And then she flashes like to the other girl who's standing up and like waving on the side of the freeway for someone
trying to get help.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Happy Monday, everybody. We'll be back in a second with more fun from Disneyland.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.